crops have had their heads completely damaged or sterilised. There's a lot of minor leaf damage, so leaf tipping, yellowing or purpling, and some tissue death. And even crops that I suppose you wouldn't really be expecting to see stem frost damage in, so they're at about Z32 to 33, so two to three nodes on the main stem. There seems to be some stem damage in those, and I'm also hearing reports of head damage as well.
Why has the frost damage been more severe this year than, say, other years when we get frosts during winter?
Well, they're exceptionally cold frosts, all of them, and I think the first one was on about the 18th of July, and then of course we had that recent run of them. And they were sort of the first really severe ones for the year. We also had ideal April, so a sowing opportunity, I suppose. So most crops went in on time or early. And then we had an exceptionally warm May. So we're about 100 day degrees ahead of average by the end of May. So we're about 11 days effectively ahead of normal by the end of May. So crops are more advanced. I guess speaking sort of colloquially here, they were soft. They sort of hadn't been exposed to a lot of other frosts, and then we got some crackers on them, so I think that's what's done the damage.
Is it easy to identify frost damage at this stage of the plant's growth, and is it easy then to check what that damage will mean to the crop when you're looking to harvest it?
Well, it's a bit unknown because it's quite an unusual event. Yeah, the obvious stuff's pretty obvious, so if you grab a main stem of some of the more elongated ones, if you peel back all the leaves, you can clearly see sort of browny beige discoloration, and instead of sort of looking bright and shiny, the stem's gone wrinkly. But yeah, definitely doesn't look right. And another secondary symptom, I suppose, is a lot of tillers shooting at the bases of crops that are quite advanced, sort of indicating that the main stem's been taken out and the plant's trying to compensate.
Because it's so unusual, has there been a lot of discussion between researchers and agronomists over just how to identify some of this damage and what it means?
Yeah, well, people are sort of only finding it. There has been some instances of quite severe damage, I think, out in western New South Wales where stem frost has actually killed the stems on some plants, so that one's pretty obvious. But yeah, a lot of people are sort of only just checking crops now and finding things that don't seem quite right and trying to work out what it all means. We're sort of looking to other regions like the Darling Downs of Queensland that get these events more regularly to work out what the implications might be.
Has there been talk or an idea over sort of the extent of this damage and what it does mean?
I guess I've heard reports from Central West New South Wales, so Merriwaga, and I think it would run through, yeah, from there through to the east, and I've heard reports in Victoria, northern Victoria, sort of Walpi up, and I believe the Riverland of South Australia certainly seen some damage, so it's a pretty big chunk of the southeastern Australian grain belt, I guess, seems to have received some damage. And of course, there's other crops as well, like the pulses. Some of the lupins seem to have had some stem death on some of the badly affected ones. A lot of sort of minor damage that they'll come back from. Anything flowering, of course, has been sterilised. Canola, of course, if it was flowering, there's a lot of flowering canola, will have aborted the early pods that it may have sent. Those sorts of crops will compensate because they're indeterminate. But I think, yeah, wheat and cereals are the big issue.
And it might be really till harvest, till I suppose everybody knows what effect these events have had.
Yeah, I think it'll take us a while to really see. I'm uncertain about what some of the minor stem frosting will do exactly. And yeah, it's not until the heads come out that we'll have more of an idea what damage might have been done. And yeah, not until the headers go in that we really know for sure.